Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddamn it. Believe it or not, I've been rushing. You know, I told you motherfuckers, man, I use the shit that I be talking about. I use what I think I know about women. And I told you motherfuckers that I met this fucking broad and whatever. Bitch ain't left yet. Why? Because she cool. Why? Because I know what cool is, because I know what the fuck I want. I'm not like you motherfuckers that just want to accept some shit. I ain't accepting a motherfucking thing. That's why knowing what to do is hella important. That's what we talking about today. Because you motherfuckers don't know what to do. You just let shit happen. No, I ain't letting nothing happen. If I'm in control of it and it fails, hey, I ain't mad at you. I ain't even mad at me. I just know what went wrong. Because I'm dealing with my thoughts. I ain't dealing with a whole bunch of motherfuckers' thoughts. I ain't no punk motherfucker that got to be told what to do. And any of you motherfuckers that call me or email me or whatever, contact me, I tell you, motherfucker, why the fuck you need me to tell you what to do? You got to be me to let what I say work for you. Shit, what I say only work for me because I only think like I think. I don't try to think like all you motherfuckers think. I would be going crazy. Yet, each and every one of you, that's what you do. I know, you don't do it. I ain't gonna waste my time trying to convince you that you do it. Of the many young motherfuckers that my course has helped, what they like most about it is how it showed them to use the confidence that they were gaining. So understand what I said. I didn't say showing them how to have confidence. I said showing them how to use the confidence they have. Because we know at Sidewalk University, first you learn it, then you learn to use. Wait, stop. Let's start over. First you learn it, then you use it, then you own it, then you master it. And when you get that shit down, you're going to be a monster. Period. Not like me. You will be a monster as I am. But you'll be a monster according to the way you think. Because I don't try to tell you what the fuck to say. Matter of fact, I ain't telling you what to say. I am telling you the benefits of thinking this way or that way. And then it's up to your motherfucking ass to do the shit. You know I'm talking shit. Because I'm up early in the morning. I don't really be making videos now. But why am I up? Because I'm handling my business. I got a new motherfucker up in my motherfucking house. And I got to let this motherfucker know who the fuck she fucking with. I fuck him when I start talking shit at, what time is it? At 8:30 in the motherfucking morning. Just like I'm allowed to start talking shit at 8:30 at night. But it's one thing about you motherfuckers that I know separates me from you. Is I didn't tell this motherfucker where I'm coming from. You, you know, I always say this when I catch it. This is really a big old tall, fine motherfucker. hey, man, listen. So, this ain't no jokey joke, but this is a joke. Man, I'm talking to the bitch, and I got it. Damn, my neck got a crooked because I got to look so high up to talk to you. But I know this game, my guy is way taller than this motherfucker. So shit, I ain't tripping. I'm ready. Everything is available. Do anybody come into my house? I thought it was my daughter. thought I heard, so maybe I didn't. But check this out, because I got these doors closed. You know, I'm trying to, I don't want to put this shit I be talking in the bitch face. No, you know, as far as talking to you. But I'm saying, I ain't really getting a fuck, because I'm pretty sure the bitch can hear some of the shit I'm saying. I ain't getting a fuck. But my point, where I'm coming from, it don't do you any good to acquire a skill and not know how and when to use it. When you are a skilled man, such as myself, it's the little things that you do that make the big difference between you and the other motherfuckers trying to play your game. Because you ain't the only one down. You ain't the only one trying to get it the way you trying to get it. So you have to learn how to separate yourself. And you do that by being or ascending or hoping to be a monster. And you do what monsters do. So your birthday coming up. And, you know, you in this new game, you got some money now, and you're trying to, you know, make a name for yourself. So, you know, the average motherfucker be doing, they would say, man, I'm going to give a party. Ooh. That's what the average motherfucker would do. But a nigga like me, or a nigga like Shantae, re-renting some motherfucking, not venue, but some, well, like the Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills. And we rented the Don Pepe suite. And, was they below us? I think they was above us. Above us was the Shah of Iran. This is back in the 80s. The Shah of Iran was up there. And we partied like a motherfucking downstairs. You know, and this motherfucker sent his guards down to ask us to pipe it down. When they came to the door, I'm high on cane. I got some bitches hanging all on me and shit. You know, we partying and stuff. Let me see, what was it for? I think that was for Shantae's birthday. I'm not sure. But any motherfucking way. They come to the door, you know, we represent the side of Iran and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we'd like you to keep the noise down. I looked at that motherfucker, I had a motherfucker, man, fuck you, I ain't political. And we ain't making a complaint to the motherfucking desk. And when they call, you know, we make... Man, did take her into the door. This was a big scene. Listen, we didn't really know who these motherfuckers. We didn't know who these motherfuckers was. I mean, we knew who the Shah of Iran was, but you know, people say all kind of shit. I ain't really remembering this, but I'm saying. We probably didn't believe the motherfucker. So, you know, we clowning these fools. And then when we get ready to slam the door in their face, I tell them, motherfuckers, the only thing I can tell you, motherfucker, man, is when you get off, bring your ass down here, man. Let's have some fun. I slammed the door. About 3 hours later, you know, we still rolling. We having fun like motherfucker. This motherfucker hit the door. Then it was them two motherfucking, I guess the Shah was Arab, I guess. I don't know. But I'm saying it was two Arab motherfuckers. Kevin, hey man, you know, can we get a drink? Yeah, you can blow too if you want to, because we partying in here. Man. The motherfucker set up an info. This is how you do shit. You don't really But that was the times back then. Right now, you ain't really, you know, smart to do shit like that. But what I'm saying, your mental acuity, that means your mental sharpness, your mental ability to do things with your thoughts. The mental acuity of a man directly reflects his level of responsibility that he feels he has to show concerning his conversation. It's all about how he uses the way he thinks, because he knows it's all about the mentality of a person. You're not going to go anywhere without the correct mentality. If you want to get big and whatever, you got to have the right mentality. If you want to know whatever about talking, having conversation, then you need to be up on them conversation too. They're going to give you hella ways to come at anyone. And you add that to the confidence that the course is going to give you. The course is going to allow you to see all these things happening, not be told that it happened. You're going to be able to see the shit happening because, you know, without confidence, you could have all the conversation in the world, but they know, because you don't really know how or when, and more than anything, why you saying what the fuck you saying. It's not going to be effective. Fellas, conversation is real. It's real. A young pimp nigga go out. This is second day pimping. So he's trying to put his work in. And he say, woo, 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 to baby. And she say, woo, 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 back. And then he try to cap it, whatever. And she say, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm saying, do you know how many times that happened? Let's say 1,000 times. In the first month. Each one of those times, this nigga is learning what to say, how to say it, what emphasis to put on what, why, because he's in real time, down and dirty. Ain't got nothing to do with how much pimping in him. It got something to do with if that motherfucker is down and dirty. Because the bitch telling you no, if you can't stand that, then you really in the wrong field. Because you're going to get 1,000 no's to one yes. And tell me what's going to be the most significant or the most monumental thing in your life. Then 1,000 no's or that one yes. Come on. I don't know how long. Let's say it was 2,500 no's before I got a yes. Shit. I didn't remember now one of them. But to tell you the truth, I didn't remember none after the first five. I don't give a fuck how many times you tell me no. Why should I care about that? You just said no. I only care when you say yes. She said yes. Wow, now I'm finna go into the mold. Because I ain't trying to lose, baby. Everybody don't say yes. I just told you it'd be 1,000 no's to one yes. So my attention is focused on the yes. I could give a fuck about some motherfucker that say no. Heard the fuck I'm get out of my car. Heard the fuck I'm get out of my house. Heard the fuck I'm go do what the fuck you talking about you need to do. Because you ain't talking about yeah to me. So I'll definitely ain't gonna be saying yeah to you. So we ain't got nothing to count. Get the fuck off. That's how I feel. That's how I live. You gotta get some real confidence so that you can get some real gain. You can't claim none. No gain if you ain't got no confidence. The shit belongs to me. And it could belong to you if you can claim it. If you can't, you can't. Don't be mad at me. Words ain't enough. It's the things you do. That's what matters. Put your work in. You know, if you really want a man up, put your fucking work in. Shit, I don't particularly, you know, you guys are saying so much. And I, you know what? The only reason I'm really finna look at this, oh shit, I'm on the wrong page. Well, ain't nobody has no, got, made no calls, no way. I'm on my StreamYard page. And the only reason that I'm even focusing on it is because when I glanced at it, I seen Marcus Craig Bradford on there. Now, he talking to somebody, John C. Okay, cool. I'm a great. Oh, he must be talking about SW. Getting back in that mug. Who was this John C? Whoever it was, he quit. Whatever, yeah. Well, I'm saying, hey, Marcus, thanks for that. But man, I wish I would give a fuck if some motherfucker that quit get back in. That motherfucker haunted by what he learned in the short time he was there. And if he ain't sharp enough to see he need to be back, that's on him. I don't care. You know what he could do, Marcus, bro? He could wait till I triple the price. That's what he could do. Because that's all any of you motherfuckers doing that ain't fucking with me. You just wait till I triple the price. And then you're going to be fucking with me. To get the same shit, motherfucker, wait. What you guys don't know. Now, I only had a part of it back then, but like 15 years ago, motherfucker was getting this shit for $45. I'm kicking it just like I'm kicking it now. $45. I didn't have all the shit I got now. I didn't have all the tools. I just had an idea. And I had, I think, parts one and two. I think. Yeah. Yeah, I had parts one and two of 1.0. That's all I had at the time. And I started trying to sell it to see blah, blah, blah. Man, motherfuckers started buying that shit. They encouraged me to do part three and four and, you know, do 1.0 because I thought that's what we was going to need. But then going on with my shows and all that goddamn shit, I seen we needed 2.0 because 1.0 was giving you the game. 2.0 is showing you how to use the game. 3.0 is showing you how important it is to not the need to remember none of the fucking shit you learned. If it ain't in you, then you gotta make yourself remember it. That ain't gonna work. It got to be in you. Naturally. I'm talking about, not naturally, but I'm talking about from being at SWU, it's gonna be like it was naturally in you. Because I'm putting it down. Period. I remember when life was so good for me. Oh, wow. I mean, I had to make up things to occupy the hours of the day before I hit the track. I'm serious. At one time, I'm serious about this. You know I got a Rosebud cologne, and I got that from when I was mixing different colognes back in the day. Trying to come up with an exotic aroma. I wanted something that women just love. Now, my woman, or one of them, a couple of them actually, used to wear opium. I think that's by the Yee Saber Ring. And every time them bitches, one of them wore it, and let's say I hugged the bitch or something before she went out, her aroma always lingered and kind of stayed with me. And one night, I was at whatever bitch house, and I sprayed a little of that motherfucking opium on me. opium, a female fragrance. I sprayed that shit, and then I sprayed Polo, the original Polo in the green bottle by Ralph Lauren. I fucking sprayed that on. And I realized that those was the two best fragrances to go together because, man, bitches really liked it because of whatever opium smells like to them. But it drove them wild because of Ralph Lauren. That Polo. Because Polo was just dope. And they know this is Polo, but it's just so different. You know, I would say, oh, well, it's really, each cologne is made to where it either, you know, integrates or not with your body chemistry. The reason I like these is because it brings out all of the aphrodisiac qualities. No, I talk so much goddamn shit. Don't listen to my motherfucking ass. Not today. What works for me as far as driving women crazy is Cuba. I wear that shit. And I have these other women off me that I have not found anything to mix it with. And I think something in Cuba totally agrees with my body chemistry. No matter where I am, if I'm wearing any, you know, form of Cuba, I got so many forms of it, I know I'm coming up because something about the way I smell attracts a hell of women. I got 27 variations of the shit. Now, on a different note, and I ain't going to spend but a second on this, but it's on my mind. Because it's clear to me, and it's been clear since this motherfucker got in politics, Trump. Trump ain't fit to hold public office. Now, the one question that's on my mind and why I'm bringing this up is I'm wondering when are they going to force his motherfucking ass to accept that what he's trying to do is too much for him and the chaos that he's causing is where, you know, I don't know what force it is or what, but some part of the country has to shut his ass down. Fuck him. You can't have no forum. None. Now, of course, that's not legal. But come on, man. You know, how can it be legal to tell all the bullshit he's telling? I mean, because he used the law. Because that's what law is. It's written for motherfuckers with money to manipulate. So whatever law says could be ran so their corporation, I mean, could be enacted so their corporations can keep rolling. All I think they should do is ban his fucking ass from running for any office, any public office. The motherfucker ain't never had to face the real world unless he had some kind of way to manipulate shit to go his way. Now, what's really fucked up to him is he can't call no daddy. And when that motherfucking Mueller came with those goddamn indictments on his ass, I was surprised the motherfucker didn't commit suicide in office. All I know, and then I'm going to end this shit, that motherfucker got one foot on his grave, another foot on the banana peel. And this is a big old-ass earth mover perched over his goddamn grave hole with a big old shovel full of dirt to drop on his motherfucking ass. Because it's only a matter of time. As a matter of fact, I don't want him to commit suicide. I hope I'm wrong about it. The shit just fucking drives him crazy. Now, that's enough politics. I'm wondering, why the fuck do I got to ask questions about why you motherfuckers ain't calling in? I just, you know, oh, it's early. Well, man, goddamn it, fuck that. Wait a minute. Hey, Aisha, Hey, where you at? Just a minute, you guys. Ooh, shit, now that's exciting. Man. The reason I suddenly call that bitch name is because I looked at the time and I told her, you know, last night, I ain't into reminding you about what you got to do or none of that shit. She got some kind of appointment at 9:30. And I wanted to know that she was gone just now or was damn near ready to go. And the bitch is already gone. See, I'm telling you. I don't give a fuck what and one of you motherfuckers, scary ass niggas say. Closed mouth don't ever get fed. And as long as you asking for it, you liable to get it. Especially if that bitch like you. Man. And I'm being real about that. That motherfucker like me. And she just keep telling me it's because I real you. I just never mess about it. She 41. I'm 68, so that's a whole bunch of years between us. But man, you guys just don't know, man. Most women judge themselves as losers. You probably don't believe that. But listen to this. Most women, once they judge themselves as losers, they start referring to themselves as queens. Every morning they get up, and they try to change into who they think they should be or who they think they should look like. Now, they reaffirm over and over how much of a loser they are because they do this every single morning. Maybe this morning or that morning you want to change how you look. Or maybe this morning or that morning you want to be real. I don't know, but every day they do it. So think about it. Every morning they get up and try to change how their natural features are, so much so, so some of them will have a goddamn surgeon alter their bodies. Now, oh, finally, I got some motherfucking caller. Wow. 925, what's going on, bro?
Yo, how you doing,
Rose? I'm good, what's up?
Yeah, I've just been a consistent, you know, watcher recently, and I'm wondering if I can get one of those books, an audio book.
Well, bro, you ain't said nothing to show me. You should get one.
Oh, no, but I'm like one of your...
Bro, you ain't going to get shit. You didn't ask for it. You know, there is no such thing in my vocabulary as asking for shit. You earn it. So maybe you can spit something and let me know you know, work.
Okay. The biggest takeaway I would say I've been getting from your videos is the importance of really standing on what you say and really meaning it. And by that, I mean, from what I've been seeing, a lot of people, they say they know things, they act like they know things, but like not too many people can like put it to use or like really put it to action. And like watching your videos let me see that the only way to be able to do that is going out there and seeing and finding out for yourself. That's what I got so far.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Are you doing that?
Yes, every day.
Going out and seeing what's up.
Every single day, bud.
Hey, hit me, man, and put your area code and the last four digits of your phone number in there, and I will hit you, bro.
My man, thank you.
You know it. 754, what's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man, what's up?
So I have a question, because basically you're saying that most women view themselves as losers and they look at themselves every day and then they tell themselves that they're a queen. Would that be the same as, like, I wake up every morning and I listen to the same affirmation about self-belief and believing in myself, would that be considered almost like the same thing? Like, is that reaffirming in myself that I don't believe in myself because I get up every day and I keep trying to tell myself that I believe in myself? Is that the same
thing?
Well,
I mean, I understand what you asking, but the way you asking it, you like putting the motherfucker in a pigeonhole. I can't give you no certain answer, but what I will tell you is that if you wake up telling yourself whatever about being the best you or whatever to get yourself going, and it actually does, you should only have to do that shit once or twice, maybe three times. But after that, since it's already motivating you, you don't need to say that affirmation bullshit. Do you understand that?
Not really, because I use
well,
almost every
don't start
morning.
Talking. I just asked you if you understood it. What I'm saying is this.
No, I didn't understand it.
If you listen, what I'm saying is this, man. What makes them women weak and accept that they're motherfucking ugly or they think they're ugly is that even after they do the shit, makeup and all that bullshit, they continue to do it. They don't change their body into it. They just do things to look like it. So what I'm saying is if you're not doing something to make that change that you're saying you need, then you're not affirming or reaffirming shit the way it needs to be affirmed or reaffirmed. You know what I'm saying?
Let me explain it back to you, and let me see if I understood you the right way. So basically, and if I make the changes and I take the steps, then I won't even need the affirmations because it'll be reaffirmed because I'll know that I've already taken the steps. Correct?
Not because you know you took the steps, but since you took the steps, that's the affirmation. You'll see it was the right steps because people will start noticing the changes in you. And they'll be saying, man, I don't know what happened to you, but you're acting different, man. That's the reaffirmment.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, because then I'll get it from my presence will give off my change. I won't even have to reaffirm it to myself because
you're not reaffirming it to yourself. You're just acknowledging it when you do that shit you're talking about. That's why it doesn't work as far as affirmation. You're just acknowledging it.
What do you mean when you say acknowledge? Sorry to cut you off.
What'd you say?
I said sorry to cut you off. What do you mean when you say I acknowledge it to myself?
Well, when you say that you have done or made this particular change, blah, 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 You have acknowledged to yourself, which is affirmed, that this doggone process is underway. Now, as far as that goes, let's say it's something you just got to change in your thoughts and it's going to reflect in your actions. And you do that. What's going to reaffirm it is while you're not even thinking about it, you're just going to be complimented on it. Somebody's going to notice it. Man, you sure is kind of, man. I don't know what you be thinking, but I need some of it. They go, just say something. But you got to see it. And you got to understand that's the affirmation or reaffirming thing that you need. Otherwise, how do you know if you've made the change? Somebody sees it.
That's true.
Somebody,
and like you said, we don't make
the change. All the bullshit, no, take the bullshit out. We don't want no bullshit. Because if I say, how do you know you've made the change? There could be 1,000 answers. And all 1,000 of them can be explained to where this person is saying it, think they're correct. But there's only one real way. And that's that some motherfucker that you fuck with is going to see it. And they gonna comment on it. And I have,
okay.
let's say I believe this as something I really believe. I've been reaffirmed on many, many, many occasions because the people that fuck with the course, when they make contact, most of them are, they acknowledge that this shit is mind-opening because they've never seen it the way it's being explained because it's always been something they can't get. They need to pay for. Yeah, pay for my shit, but I don't need you as a customer. If you a fucking customer, I fail. But if you bought my shit and learned what you're supposed to know, you might listen to me and shit, you know, here and there. But you ain't no need to hang on to what the fuck I say. Because your ass got game. And you believe in yourself way more than you believe in me. Because that's what game does for you. It make you take what you believe and use it and live. And if you can do that, you got some game. That's why motherfuckers can have some game playing cards. Just like a motherfucker can have some game going out conning motherfuckers. There ain't no limit, bro. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. Did I answer your shit?
Yeah, you did, Rosebud. Because you're saying
it'll be...
One second, Mom.
It'll
be evident. It'll be evident. Like, I won't have to see it within myself, like you're saying. It's just like, because I'm a music producer, so if I work on my craft long enough and then I go show my friends and they'll be able to notice the difference, I won't have to be like, yo, I've been working hard. They'll be able to hear the difference in my beats from two months ago.
Hey, stop. You got it, man, but listen. Just like you was going to over-explain that shit to me, the key is that, you know, long as you putting your effort in and you see the results of what you was trying to do, ain't no talking about it. You know, my plus don't have to be what you think plus is, but what you think plus is got to be way more prevalent to you than what I think plus is. I don't even know what the fuck you doing, and because I know about music, I know what you doing. No, man, you know what you doing way better than I do, and you got to always stand up for it. That's my point. That's what I'm talking about, being confident. That's what I'm talking about. There's a slight difference between arrogance and confidence. Arrogant motherfuckers do shit because he want to do it. A confident motherfucker do shit because it's the right thing to do. He ain't gonna never have no problems. We're an arrogant motherfucker is going to run into hella problems because he just want to do some shit. Sometimes that shit ain't right. It ain't even a smart thing to do. But an arrogant motherfucker will do it. A confident motherfucker will say some shit really, really bad, but he'll see this ain't the right environment. He just will hold it to his belt, even though this might make him look less than he want to look. I'm just saying, that's confidence, man. 332, what's up? Hey, thank you, Stephon.
Man, you took my motherfucking answer because I was gonna give him an answer that he needed to hear.
What was that?
My answer was, when you wake up in the morning, you're supposed to know who you are. When you lay down at night, you're supposed to know who you are. Even if your surroundings don't currently match it, you're supposed to know what your surroundings supposed to look like because you are what you think. You could not have no money, but you would never think of yourself as a broke nigga, as a broke man. My money in the bank. I just gotta find which bank I gotta go to pick it up.
Hey,
it's what
hey,
you think,
who
man?
The fuck is
you
this?
Can't think no weak shit.
Who the fuck is this?
You know who the fuck this is. We just talked yesterday, bud. It's Marcus, man. I'm on my shit right now. Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey,
I'm on my shit, and I was tuning in to the show, man.
Hey, listen. I did not know who you were, bro.
Oh.
Listen, the shit you was talking, I'm saying this motherfucker has to then fuck with me, man, because he said some real shit. Listen, what I'm saying is, I'm thinking this while you talking. But now I can't even goddamn keep it to, man, who the fuck is this? Because that's how
I feel
like that.
Man, because I'm on my shit right now.
But I listen to the show to keep the views, and, you know, just to show my fucking support. But when I hear some shit about a man that could be better, I got to chime in. Man, you could be better, bro. You already are better. You just got to believe that shit. Stop thinking that punk shit. Stop doubting yourself, nigga. What the fuck is doubting yourself going to do for you? That's what these dudes, they, but you could tell them, yo, go do this, you all of this. But without that why, they ain't never going to step. Know your why and then go forward.
They not. You got to know everything. But check this out, man, on the doubt tip. What is doubt going to do for you? Doubt is going to make me prove that it's wrong. Otherwise, I'm saying, man, I can't do this shit. But then rather than let that doubt deal with me, I'm going to say, well, man, I'm going to have to do something else, blah, 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 to make whatever I'm trying to do happen. And when it happens, and listen, when it happens, you can look at doubt as the biggest motivator in your life.
Because that's a fact, doubt, but you know what, bud? And that's right. But on top of that, the reason I have to say this about doubt is because as soon as I get that doubt, I go to war with it. I'm a confrontational individual. So I'm not going to be confrontational with myself. I'm my biggest ally. So when that doubt come in, I know it's an outside source, whether I heard somebody talking or seen something that came into my mind that I got to reject that shit. That
well, Mark,
I don't let nobody tell me I can't
Marcus,
do that. You can't tell
game.
Me. Yeah.
Check game. What should bring doubt for you? Something I think or something you think?
Repeat your question. I ain't hear you, Quinn.
What should bring doubt to you? What circumstance would you think would allow you to hear something or think something doubtful and go for it? Something because me and you was talking and I brought up something that made you doubt? Or
if it's something that I want to do, and I done seen a million motherfuckers fail at doing it, but it's still something that I know is one confidence. When you talk about confidence, right for me to do, and I believe I got the ability to do it, but I done seen a million motherfuckers fail, I'm still gonna go do that shit because just because they fail, it wasn't for them, it was for me.
But it's listen for now, me. Just listen. What I'm saying, bro, think about this. What you just said. Is that of course you're gonna doubt shit because you know there's a million motherfuckers that fail.
Exactly.
But because you know it's a million motherfuckers that fail is actually motivating you to do it because you ain't part of a million failures.
Ah, now I see it. Yeah, I see where the doubt plays in. Now it's the origin point of the success. Or the thought is the origin point of the success is that the
doubt
is the catapult to shoot
that
motherfucker.
It ain't going to work to even try to make it work.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wait, you PhD motherfucker. you got that master's degree diploma, but since you've been employing this shit for some years, you didn't went on to that PhD, but
nigga.
Professor gonna always be able to see past to the next level because you seeing to the level. And what you're doing and what you're seeing is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, bro, whatever level you get to, there is another level.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the funny thing about life. You get one level, it's always something above you. Life is not, oh, I get here and then I become complacent. Life is, no, I'm still moving. I'm still, when I die, what I did and who I am is the most important things that I can leave behind. So
Marcus,
you walk around being average, but
Marcus,
when
you
die.
Motherfucker, but I love you, man. Your shit. I'm just saying, man, your shit. You know why.
I can't kick it with too many other motherfuckers, so I have to kick it where it's necessary, man. And if I don't get it off my chest, I go crazy, and these dudes need to hear it, man. I just seen a cat, and whatever you subscribe to and believe in, that's on you. But I just seen a brother wearing a shirt and a suit top. I'm like, man, we got to be men. It's got to stop. We got to be men. We got to stand up for stand on our nuts, man. This shit crazy.
Stay in touch. Always call in. You know, I'm smoking this weed, and you know, I be smoking the best weed, so I be kicking my ass. But always call in, Marcus. Hey, you guys, and let me tell you something. I really brag about this. This motherfucker is a real actor.
Hey, they don't know it. They don't know it, but I'm in the library right now studying for another movie. They don't even know it.
Hey, what I'm saying is he gives me credit to bringing his qualities to another level, his acting qualities.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you, man, it's not about that I did or didn't. It's about that this shit ain't about pimping. This shit ain't about pimping. If you want to limit it to that, that shows you where you at. But this motherfucker,
but they can't even do that. They can't even do that. This is the thing. We talking about something that's above their head. They are drowned where they at. We can't even talk against them.
Hey, that ain't me saying that, fellas. You know, you got to understand. And check it out, you guys, what you didn't see in live, in real-time action. This motherfucker be not debating, but he kicking it with a nigga. You motherfuckers be scared of that shit.
Don't be afraid of correction, man. Correction is the point of growth.
There's something different than me. No, this motherfucker believes some shit. Well, I said, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Motherfucker's gonna say what the fuck he talking about. He ain't no punk, man. Nobody seen punk. Period. I love that.
I tell him like this: if you find any bitch in me, bring it out. Let's see, how you. That's how I talk. You see any bitch in me? Bring it out. I'm here.
Hey, it ain't going nowhere.
Exactly. But and only a select few coming. Shit.
Hey, Marcus. Only the chosen few coming.
We already
been selected. We just don't know it yet. Hey, let me get on with my shit, man. With your shit. When you become Paul Newman to us, don't forget me, man. not necessarily Paul Newman. Denzel. But you know, I'm from the time period where that motherfucker Paul Newman was the shit. But look, the thing about women, they can't change who they naturally are. And even that, they accept that they go out looking for real men. What I'm saying is, they do every single thing they possibly can to try to change who they are or what they look like. And they're constantly saying, as they do it, I ain't fucking with none of these fucked up niggas no more. You know, I want me a real man. So, let's put the shoe on the other foot. Nigga getting ready. Woo, woo, woo. Man, I'm tired of fucking with these fake-ass bitches, man. I want me a real bitch. And he's finna go out and meet a bitch with a wig or a weave. Meet the bitch with her eyelashes, you know, about 8 feet long. Meet the bitch that then put some, what do you call them? Contact in her eyes, got her eyes changed, her color. The bitch then put on a girdle or whatever that choke her into being two sizes smaller. Bitch got some shit to make them flabby titties, you know, look whatever. I'm saying, I ain't even finished. Then a bitch look at her face, her eyebrows, or, you know what I'm saying, her eyelashes, you know, the cheek. You know, oh, man, these motherfuckers really fucking fuck with me. Hey, nigga, I'm doing a video. I got to call you back. I'm just saying, motherfuckers, goddammit, this nigga made me forget what I was talking about, huh? Anyway, I don't care. Let's just go on with what my conversation is about. The real shit. you know, they're reinforcing faking, but they want a real nigga. I'm a real nigga, you a real nigga, and we out looking for real bitches. So the bitch we see got some kind of black bitch, got some kind of blonde wig on, got some long ass eyelashes, and whatever makeup, you know, and whatever dresses and girdles or whatever. I'm saying, do we say, damn, that's a fine motherfucker? Hell yeah, we say that. But we sure don't go fuck with her. We can see how much faith is in her. We don't think she don't believe in herself. We don't think she don't represent what, you know, she thinks. We think we don't want to fuck with her. But now, we see this bitch got her hair, natural hair, and whatever style, press, curl, natural, whatever. Bitch got a little makeup on, not too much, woo-woo. Bitch pretty. Do or do not, doesn't matter, have lipstick on. Dress cool, shape cool. My point is, what you gonna do? If you like it, you finna go fuck with her. You just are. Now, if this painted up bitch that you ain't really gonna fuck with see you as somebody she wanna fuck with and come over there and kind of give you some action, ain't nobody saying you ain't gonna get at the bitch. I'm just saying, are you getting at her or is she giving you action? Because the motherfucker got to distinguish that shit. If the bitch giving me action, it's a certain way I'm coming at it. But if I'm trying to get at the bitch, there's a certain way I'm coming at that. Not this little fine motherfucker that ain't giving me no action. There's no question what I'm doing. I'm getting at baby before she get away. Man, I'm not scared of what I'm doing. So what I'm saying is women, they paint shit all over their face. And they put false titty on. They do everything they can do to change who they naturally are. Men don't do that. Maybe in the haircut or the way his beard is on or not. But that's still really them. That's us. And after these women realize that they're losers, they spend the rest of their lives trying to find a man who disagrees with their more and more correct judgment of themselves. I'm a loser. I just always run into the wrong men. Oh, baby. No, you've just been running into the wrong men. The right man is out there for you. I'm here for you, baby. They just try to find a motherfucker that disagree with the judgment that they didn't make. And when they do, shit. But since they never find a man that thinks they are winners, they disintegrate themselves. They designate, excuse me, not disintegrate. They designate themselves queens. And the thing about this kind of queen that is like an oxymoron is even though they say they're queens, they have no duties. They have no duties. And to make matters worse, when you show them that they don't have any duties, they say, well, I go to work. And I take care of my family, you know, that's part of my duties. And I look at them bitches. And I say, well, shit, The average motherfucker got to go to work and take care of their family. So are you telling me those are queen duties, queen qualities, something that any peon can do? Because those are regular, those are the duties of the regular people. Queens have specific duties. And these duties they have to do to show or represent whatever they reign over. And doing that maintains a level of respect. And it makes you be deserving to be addressed as queen. Just because a motherfucker know what the word means, don't really know what the word means or know what they think it means, don't mean they deserve to be seen in that manner. Now, somebody should be calling in about the silver fuck, especially if this is a bitch out there listening. But I know you know, this is too real. But fuck it, I got a lot more real shit. I don't give a fuck what's really paying. Hang up. Wait, let me see something. Man, ain't that many motherfuckers on here right now anyway. That's because this little shit is mid, is noon in East Coast. I don't care. But then, you know, I do care to see how it looks. But what I'm saying is this. You gotta know what a motherfucking woman wants. I'm talking about not this particular woman, but women. You gotta know that shit. Think about it. Would you really want to race around the track going 4 or 5 times faster than you ever have gone without knowing how to do it? No, man, you gotta know what it takes to drive around the track at that speed and not wreck. 916, let's see what's up with you. What's happening?
What's going on with you, bud? Top of the morning to you, baby. Tapping in from California.
That's what's up, baby. 916, Sacramento.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm in Stockton, man. I just wanted to chime in with you and let these folks know, man. You gotta think of this shit as an art, man. You gotta master your craft. See, you gotta know what you're doing in anything in life. And if you don't have a blueprint, you're not gonna achieve anything.
Hey, does that blueprint have to be physically drawn, or could it be mentally drawn?
I would say both. See, I'm 25, but that answer, you can take it any way. I would say both. You want a physical copy of it and a mental copy of it to make sure it's executed, because you don't want to half-ass anything.
Well, the thing is, you are right, for one. But me, bro, the only thing I write down, or the only thing I need written down, is what I want to say. Because I know I think in a succession of thoughts. And if I get out of that succession, what I'm thinking is not going to work. But as far as a plan, I agree that there should be, not should be, but it's not bad, a bad idea, to have a physical plan. But all my plans are in my head. Because all my plans are subject to change. And I don't want to get on the plan, the physical plan, and start erasing. I just don't. So in my mental plan, I always have plans to up to the point I'm at. But since I think the way I do, where I'm at have allowed me to think further ahead. So I'm also thinking further ahead. And thinking further ahead, let's say I'm carpentering and I'm doing something, I'm about to hit this nail in. Well, I realize this nail is going to secure something that's going to fucking make me not be able to do something that was in the plan. So you got to be able to change that shit right now, because that kind of shit happens. It's not a real big deal. But if you don't make this cross member, you're not going to be able to put the little tiny 8-inch wall going down the whole side of the house. I'm saying you got to think like that. I gotta change this design right now, but it's not going to change the design of what we're doing.
Same concept, but you spoke about being flexible, right? Be flexible. Because I got your course and I got everything, so I'm studying this shit. So I got another question for you.
Come on.
So how do you keep so much information just not written down? Because you said you don't write down a lot of the stuff. So how do you memorize just so much game? Because if you brothers really knew what my man be talking about, you guys be amazed. If you really heard how potent this course is, because the show is one thing, but the course is just emphasized. You need to get the course. You just have to. Otherwise, you're not going to pick up all these gems that he's talking about on the show. So my question to you is, how do you retain so much information like that? How do you just cover so much game, bud? How'd you get so much game?
But check this out. Listen, man, this is going to sound very oversimplified, but it is really this simple. You got to be 100. Otherwise, if you ain't taking no shit, under no circumstances do you take it. Otherwise, taking shit, you ain't going to let no motherfucker get in your face talking shit. No, I ain't taking that kind of shit. But that could also mean you ain't gonna fuck with no bitch telling you some bullshit that you gotta wonder about. You know, I don't fuck with no shit. None. If it's not what the fuck I'm thinking, fuck you and damn you, because I am not giving a fuck about some motherfucker that don't wanna do what I'm talking about. Because I ain't saying you gotta do what I'm talking about. I'm saying if you wanna fuck with me, that's what you're going to do. And if you don't, you know, say, la vie, cool. You know, I ain't mad at you. I'm glad you believe in yourself. Don't need me for shit because I don't need you for shit. You need me for some dick if you a bitch because that's all I need you for because I'm a man. I need you for some pussy. Other than that, I take care of myself. And when you get motherfuckers to understand that, and accept that you that raw, you will tell him that, this all I need you for is your goddamn pussy. Man, she gonna be really, like, insulted at first. But Jimmy said, I don't give a fuck how you feel. I'm just being real with you, baby. I'm just being real with you, baby. I cook, I clean, you know, I wash my clothes, you know, I change my bed. I do all that shit myself. So I don't give a fuck about you doing none of that shit. The only thing I can't do is act like I got a pussy. Go ahead.
We on a whole different level, though. We on a whole different level, though, because, you know,
we are on a whole different level individually. But collectively... Yeah. Me and you may not be on the same level, but collectively everybody that's listening is on the same level because they don't do this shit. They agree. Well, I ain't going to say me and you because, you know, you just talk about one thing. What I'm saying is they agree that this shit we talking about is real and is like, you know, the shit to do. But they also accept automatically that they're not doing it. Even though they don't say, oh, you know what, man, I ain't going to do that shit. They don't say that to themselves. They be saying, man, that's right, man. But that brother really kicking it right. But you know, and then they, you know, they think that. And all that but you know is how it lets them not do what you're doing. Because the thing about these videos is that's where you get all the game. You got to know what you're looking for, though, and that's what the course is showing you, bro. It's not showing you you're looking for this. In this instance, it's showing you that you're looking for shit, and because you are looking for it now, you're seeing different shit, and depending on how much you be doing and how much you put into doing everything, that's what's going to represent what you see. That's why the dudes, that actually go through it and understand this, even though they don't want to be pimps. You know, they actually achieve their goal. And they think I'm the shit.
Yeah, let me vouch for you, because a lot of guys, I know they're hesitant to get the course, and that's okay, because you ain't finna be needing shit, like we said, because we on a whole different level. But what I will say is, let me review my man's course real quick. His shit is so definitely worth it. And if you pay attention to his show, you need this course to be able to pick up on the shit he just said. Otherwise, you're just walking blindsided. Now, I haven't attended SWU, but I got the shit, right? So I'm on my own time. I study the course, and I take my notes, and I do my due diligence to actually take in what he's talking about, and it works. I see it in the mirror. I see the change. I see it in everyday interactions. Now, let me say this, because you said it before, but you've given me something that no one could take away from me, bud, and I appreciate that, my man. From man to man, I appreciate you to the utmost for that, brother, for reals.
Let me tell you something, goddammit. Your motherfucking ass. They listen now. Now, you guys can think he buttered me up and now I'm giving him this shit, but it ain't he buttered me up. It's that he explained from everything he got from whatever point he made, he explained what he got. To me, I'm going to, you know, as far as what I'm going to do, I'm going to hook you up, man. Make sure you hit me on my email. With your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. Do that shit today, because after today, I'm not going to be responsible, if that's the case, of keeping it. And I'm going to look you up, you especially, because I love what you were saying. I'm going to look you up with the audio, man. 12 hours of real shit. Man, you're going to love it.
Come on with it. Come on with it, because I'm going to email you, man. Any new stuff you got going on, I'd love to listen to you, because, like I said, I'm 25, but to find a mentor like you, it's really hard nowadays. So when you find something good, it's kind of best to keep it to yourself, you know. So that's why the shit I'm talking about, I don't really be explaining myself to nobody. You just, if you know,
let
you
me,
know.
Let
you got to be
bro,
up.
Let me say this to you. See, all the little things you're saying, you don't know how sharp you are, man. Something you just said that was like hella sharp. You said it's hard to find a real mentor like me. So when you see that you can get game from it, you kind of keep it to yourself. You don't really want to share it. Man, that's so right. That's why it's all being watered down. Motherfuckers getting in this, start giving it away, trying to share it, breaking it down for a week, motherfucker. The hard shit I talk, the way I talk it, and you not even coming to SWU, but getting the essence of what this course is about, you know what that does? That reaffirms what I always said. You ain't gotta use me or my avenues. It could be in you, and you only needed clarification. And in that case, I'm with you. Because at first, that's what I was depending on, you know. But now, you know, I'm actually depending on people needing me to show them. But my point is, you one of the brothers that could have, you may have, I don't even really know. But you could have bought my shit 8 years ago, before Sidewalk University. And you would be where you at now. Because what that doggone course is, it's resonating with you is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. You know, I paid my time, though. You know, every day I'm doing part one, part two, and I'm doing this shit daily. So I'm consistent with this. So I'm really taking in the information, and I'm taking notes, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in order to soak this in. I'm not bullshitting. I'm not beating around the bush. I'm not just half listening. I'm taking this shit in. Let me take that back. I want this like I want to breathe. You know, I'm not going to be needing shit, but... But this course, though, this is a part of me, and I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to keep watching it over and over, and I'm going to keep fucking with you. And I'm going to tune in on the show, and we're going to chop it up again, because, hey, we're just going up from here, baby, for reals. Some niggas told me, I walked it.
Hey, bro, listen. you gotta hit me. You know, I gotta know who the fuck you are and all that shit. But you know, I love what you're saying, man. We gotta have a communication line. You know, on the real. So it, you know, when you hit me about getting that audio, make sure you put your name and shit so I can holler at you on the personal tip.
I got you, bud. I got you. We gonna lock in.
All right, man. Let me keep going, man. You guys really, you know, this is pleasing me. This is pleasing me. So, listen. You know, even though I talk this shit, we gonna be discussing things like what women want. I mean, I know all real women want variety. They want variety in their life, sexually, just fucking adventurous as far as enjoying heights and all that, whatever. I'm not saying women want a variety of men. Women want a man that's not narrow-minded and is able to tickle her many fancies. Now, if she wanna go skydiving and you don't, what you can say was, baby, you know what? I'll go up in the plane with you, but if you wanna jump out, you just, you know, I can't do that. But as much as you can, you're supposed to be supportive. My thing is this. I know the way to have any woman for many years is to be you and not deviate in any factor from that. Because you know what? You are the one she chose to love. She didn't choose to love some variation of you. She chose you with the corns on your toes, with whatever you got that's negative. Now, you know, knowing this shit seems like it would conflict, but it don't. It doesn't. Because I also know that not deviating from who you are, and as far as having this woman a long time, that's like opposites, but they are opposites of the same thing, which is getting what I want. So my job in life is to know how to execute both actions without confusing myself, because you do know that opposites attract. I'm just saying. We gonna discuss it like this in future videos. We gonna get deep. It's just gonna get deep. I ain't out for mine. That's why I got it like I did, because I ain't playing. And you're in line for this shit too, fucking with me. I don't simply talk shit. I do shit. And I know how and when to execute whatever the fuck it is. I do know about whatever the fuck the goddamn situation is. Because I ain't limited to some bullshit scenario. Like I said earlier, it's the little things that you do in this game that really separate you, that makes you a really big actor in this motherfucking game. So prepare yourselves, you know, those of you motherfuckers who are able to get prepared, prepare yourselves. Because I'm sure we know. Everyone is not able. Everybody is not able to get prepared. And even of those who can get prepared. Everybody is not able to soak this fucking raw game we kick up. I say the shit we kick won't allow us to be doormats for women. Because believe me, there's many motherfuckers who believe women are queens. Do those men know that there is no queen in history who didn't have duties? So people like me and you miss us with that watered down bullshit. Because what I'm saying is, me personally, I will give any woman who acts and deserves that queen status her due, her props, bowing and all that. But I guess really meet a woman who claims that shit to even say what her duties are. Now, I don't, you know, well, what I'm saying is, don't tell me you believe queens don't have duties. Come on, don't tell me that shit. I mean, that's how silly those other motherfuckers that believe women are queens. People like us, we don't believe that shit. We believe there is queens. There's such thing as queens. But to some men, there's no difference in taking your jacket off, showing this woman so much respect, you don't want to get her feet wet. So you put your jacket down in front of this little puddle of water. If your jacket can cover it up, the bitch could have walked around. That's what I'm saying. Fuck that, you know. You know what I'm saying? Take a jacket out. She ain't wear the feet wet. But what I'm saying is, you can command respect from the women you come in contact with. That's not commanding respect. That's her getting undeserved respect. You know, we got the rest of our life. We got the rest of our life to prepare ourselves for all the encounters that we want to, you know, have with women. And all they want really is what's real. Deserving women want what's real. But they don't feel they have anything that they should live up to. Because you're not showing them anything to live up to. Go get us. We ain't hearing that shit. We don't bash women. But we damn sure don't give them undeserved praise. Now, I don't ask for much, but I'm asking that, you know, we tear these false ideals of being a queen out of women's minds, because you can't accept them saying or acting or thinking this shit unless you want to water down what's important. If you are a queen, be one. I'm saying, be a queen 24/7, 365. Do that. To me, it's really important for you as a man to know what you have to offer any woman. And if you have a woman, it's just as important for you to know why she crazy about your motherfucking ass. I mean, I can't help that I have so much to say and I'm always talking shit. Especially in my videos. I always think of things to write. And most of the things I write, I've all written, you know, I've already read them before. But even though I talk about walking west to Fifth Street, I talk about it every day almost, that I did it 50 days in a row. But I'm going to have the same thing 50 times as far as walking, you know, west on to Fifth Street. But it's going to be 50 different variations of what happened. Because that's how life is. It's intricate like that. I'm the kind of person that don't stop coming up with ideas. You know, in a way, first, let me, you know, think about this. My woman or the women that fuck with me, they be worrying about me. And it's for good reason. People are fucking crazy. They just are. And what I'm saying is, in the way I see her, you know, thinking all the time, you know, could be hazardous to my health that I spend in certain environments. But I've written 20 novels. I invented 2 dope games, and I have at least 5 major products going right now. Excuse me, not products, projects. Each and every one of those projects, when I thought of it, I felt it was hella good. Those when I, you know, kind of came to the point that was in each and every time, I knew that I was, you know, the one that would actually take me there through this. So all my projects, anything I've made available, make me money. But not like I really want it. I mean, if you get $8,000 a month from some shit, when you could be getting $80,000 or $800,000 a month, you ain't getting no goddamn money. But if you look at what $8,000 a month is, that's a lot of money to the average motherfucker. So I seriously believe each project I complete is better than the one that I did before it. And my woman, she be worried about me, and she, you know, especially does after I didn't have the stroke. Well, the woman at the time, because I ain't even got that bitch no more. But what I'm saying is, you know, she didn't want me to, you know, get too down with my shit, you know, didn't work. Because I do be down. I be tripping. But what I'm saying is, I be down in the dumps until the light bulb, you know, come on in my fucking hair, fertile mind. Then it's on the cracking like nothing happened. I said all this to say, motherfuckers, that everything I do just screams out to me, I am the one you waited on. And what's so dope is, I really didn't wait. I just continually come up with ideas, and nothing will stop me. Well, death. Or, you know, something take my mind, whatever. Now, that, my friends, is one of the biggest reasons why the women love my motherfucking ass. And every once in a while, I get nostalgic and start thinking about how it really should be done. I have stopped. Understand this, fellas. If you're willing to give me not a pass, but a pact, a peace, a treaty, you know, I have stopped judging today's pimps, and I've accepted that the way I see things is gone. An era passed. still, I was and am among the elite. And something that every man just couldn't do. So I'm royalty in some ways. You know, I can imagine football players can retire from, you know, playing football and look back and remember some highlights, you know, from their career. You know, same thing for an author or some other type of celebrity. But the best part of the game, as I get to remember it, was being able to go being able to go and do what the fuck I wanted to go and do. Wherever the fuck I wanted to do it. Man, we used to throw a dart at the map and travel to the city that that dart landed on. My partner Dan and I, you know, we would hit the road, headed to where that dart landed, and when we got there, it never failed. Motherfuckers knew we was coming. they knew we was coming, and some pimps was always there that a nigga can kick it with. The life we lived was so fly. I mean, it just was a highlight of my life. I'm just being real. I'm not promoting it, but it just was a highlight of my life. No matter which direction we traveled in, the pimp had preceded us. You know, and the pimps, you know, in that city welcomed us. We were honestly giants. And our reps always preceded us. We pimp like well. Another thing was we always sent a bitch or two to wherever we was going before we got there. So by them bitches not giving nothing, them niggas no action. And then they hoes knowing who them bitches is with and going and telling them niggas. They know that we there. So when we get there, they was expecting that. And there was always a set of pimps. You know, they knew all the spots to go to. But, you know, that first night in town, you know, we didn't go to none of the after hours. We stayed on the track. I mean, until that motherfucker was closed and damn bitch was on there. Then, after it was empty, we hit the spots. And after a shot of cognac and, a joint of weed, we had to check our traps. But the next day, after we got out and met up with a few of the motherfuckers we met last night, we learned the town. Courtesy of motherfuckers that knew the town and where to go in it. You know, we trailed them. They showed us the eating spots, the cool spots to get their business, blah, 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 blah. This shit was so live. It was just unreal. Nothing like you have today. The police, the squares, the hoes, the other pimps in town all knew. You can see there was some real Hollywood pimping in the town. they knew they had better step it up. You know, if there was niggas in the street, they knew they, you know, had to step it up a couple of notches. Or they wasn't going to be able to fight with us because we just was so fucking fly. Shante and Auburn, I'm in that Rolls Royce. We was just fly. I always, you know, brag about different shit. But I have paved the way with a word or two to the wise about bragging. You know, I never told any of you what is really going on when any person brags, because if you're a person like me, you brag in public to expose what your plans are. You don't tell people your plans, you know, seeking permission to do it. You brag about it's already underway and I'm doing it. Then you got to live up to them. Otherwise, whatever you black bragging about, you got to, like, do it. Or they going to boo you off the land of into the land of failures because you announced what you was going to do, then you didn't do it. Now, each time I brag, I hope you will saw after I completed something major to me. So think about it. Most people don't even think of things to do that's going to rank major. Some people have worked their entire lives, their careers, and haven't done anything major. See, that's one of the reasons they don't brag, because they figure they don't have anything to brag about. Me, I will brag about not feeling that I need to brag. My point is, each and every one of us, I'm just saying, each and every thing you do, if you're serious about doing it, it should matter to your very soul. Because when I complete something like that, I feel as if I leaped over a tall building in a single bound, and when I landed, I didn't hurt my ankles. I didn't hurt my feet because the game provided me with springs, maybe, or shocks. So you never, according to me, you never want to settle in life. You just don't. I don't. Every day you have another chance to excel at what you love doing. I love to learn. I've been on a learning tangent for the last few years that has allowed me the opportunity of a lifetime. I've been finding out about myself in terms that I haven't actually known or, you know, checked. And I did. But on a scholastic level, I didn't realize how deep I was. Each time I reach inside myself, I'm able to extract more of the me than I knew before. This is just incredible. By the time this is over, I will have met and reacquainted myself with me over 50 times. I'm a different person today than I was last week. And I'm going to be different next month than I am now. And if all goes well, a year from now, I'll have grown to be different still. This is a life for one that strives to grow and excel. If you want to grow and excel, then you can try to make yourself be in line with the way I think or people like me think. I am the kind of dude who finds out shit. I never hear something and not know what it means. If I do, you can best believe I'm going to go find out, look it up, even if it's on my phone with Google. You know, I hear people saying shit like, that's some dope shit. Dope shit. What the fuck does that mean? I know information that can lead me to my goals. This is dope shit. I also know a gram of some raw-ass cocaine. This is some dope shit. I know, too, that a person setting out to accomplish some shit and do it is some dope shit too. So what does dope shit mean? You guys don't care. I do. Dope shit to me means you project something hard for the average person to do or have or obtain or even think to do, and then you do that shit to the fullest. That's some dope shit. And you do it like it ain't shit. And when you look back on it, you won't be able to do anything but cream on, you know, it being some dope shit. You know, I have something to offer that's only for those motherfuckers who are seeking the truth about being powerful. I have something to offer that's only for those who are worthy of receiving it. With every passing day, what I have to offer gets more refined. And like all good things, it's so much better with time. When it is truly your desire to learn, I mean, you really, that's what you want to do, learn shit. The knowledge you acquire, you know, messing with me, takes you places the average person don't get to see, don't get to visit. But you, my friends, are being laced with life the way this game dictates. You gotta understand, I'm staying within the boundaries fucking with you. And as you all know, when you speak with me, I spit nothing but game, which is what I have to offer to any of you who's worthy of receiving it, worthy of receiving this, these fucking life-altering jewels that I have to give you. I was able to learn these jewels are effective during my tenure in the game. And these are the very things that makes what we call game exist. And I'm willing to share all this shit with you. And I say it all the way. Well, I said all that to say, thanks. Thanks for all looking out for an OG like me on these travels back to top. Back in the day in the Black Panther meetings, the leaders used to tell us that black leather coats, African dashikis, tans, and buttons were not fashion. If you was looking to be fashionable, do not wear that kind of shit. We used to have meetings, and that's what they would be talking about. Because the Black Panthers was target, and they were up on all the tactics the police used. And their number one explanation concerning profiling was it exists. And if what you wore made you look like a duck, the police is going to claim it to be duck hunting season. I'm telling you, a lot of people don't really realize this, but I first shaved my head in the very early 70s. At that time, it was identifiable to Isaac Hayes, Kelly Savalas, and the SLA, who were Symbionese Liberation Army, who were at the top of the wilderness. Wait a minute, but who was that? Let me see. Okay, yeah. Who was at the top of the FBI's wanted list? So, I only grew back my hair after I got in the game. My point is, I'm no stranger to fashion or trends, and I certainly don't believe in kissing up to the popo. But when I got pulled over, I would always stick my arms out the window, and I did not move. Why? Because the Panthers instructed us on how to get pulled over without risking being shot. And if you get anything from this video, at least educate your kids on what they're up against and what they need to do in case, you know, they pulled over. Even if they're just approached by the popo. I mean, you ask anyone who grew up with me, and they'll tell you. Wasn't much I was scared of. I only feared one motherfucker. And that was my goddamn dad. That nigga had fear in me. The police didn't scare me. You know, they represented racist white people to me. And I didn't give a fuck what they were going to do. Well, I thought I did. And I ain't willing to say the young people surrender. I'm only saying to think about what the fuck you're doing when you put these clothes on. Now, I'm a businessman and shit. What I have to offer is, you know, important to me. And I see that I get much more participation when my subject is about the game. Well, about the game as opposed to the square life. I live in the now. I would rather do what is most appreciated. How can I tell what's appreciated? I'm serious. My business will tell me. I mean, if you go to GE and buy an appliance based on their advertisement, it better live up to it, right? If it does, do you complain? I think not. In business, your support should be based on how you deliver concerning your claims. I would have businesses that really off the hook, because my product delivers as product promised. But I see in my broadcasts, hell, I can get many listeners but zero support from those who listen. I can, with all honesty, say zero, because, you know, there are some guys who support me regardless, which is good. But not what a business wants. A business like mine want and need support of, you know, those who are directly benefiting from the things I say or do. Otherwise, I want many, as far as those who listen, as far as those who listen in, but I will miss the support of people who appreciate what I do. Decisions are based on facts. I'm telling you, I had to make a decision. This is really important right here. I had to make a decision. I would say, fuck all of you pimps and deal with the ordinary Joe, because they will at least test the waters and see if I have any merit to what I'm talking about. I'm not ready to say that just yet, but I am in the testing mode. And I'm not going to hesitate to ever, you know, do anything concerning this game. So what I've done I've given you, you guys, God, I need a drink of this. I've given you, over the past 7 years, all kinds of information you could use. To any of you that you would listen to this free shit, if you, you know, watch my videos, went to my page or whatever, you would have access to whatever I'm talking about, or you had access. And I'm wondering why all of you didn't soak it up. And now that it's going to cost you to hear the shit, you probably go complain and come motherfucker. Let this serve notice. I want to kick it with every man, pimps included. But I will not dedicate any posts or a podcast or a fucking video, you know, to pimps. If you ain't going to support my shit, but support my genuine efforts to help you. It's so different today opposed to yesterday. I know we were never punks. That's not where I was, you know, coming from. I know we were never punks. But I'm just saying, I don't know, my point is this. Now that all it costs you, or it will cost you to complain. It's going to cost you to complain. And just let this servant know this. You can say, I don't want to kick it with you, certain kind of dudes, whatever, but I want to kick it with every man, pimps included. But I'm not going to, you know, dedicate podcasts to pimps or to certain things if you will not show that appreciation. So, shit's so different that I know we weren't punks, but we, you know, didn't really challenge the law as much as kids. Especially as kids to this day. I grew up in the Black Power Movement. Days of, you know, really being harassed. And this was before hoodies and all that shit you guys wear today as fashion. In my day, the black leather coat, the tam, the free Huey button, the Elvis cleaver for President Buttons, Angela Davis, I mean, all that shit, the bald head, all of it signaled fair game to the popo. Of course, we didn't, you know, let them tell us what to wear or how to act. And many of us were gunned down by these motherfuckers. It's just that today it seems everything you try to do is to make yourself a target to cops. I mean, I ain't saying that, but it does seem like everything that's cool to a brother today is something that's going to single you out as a fucking target. And you know they do a target, they practice on it. Now, if you believe in something, and it requires a certain attire, then this attire may put you at risk of the popo. I mean, so be it. You got to do that. I'm down and dirty, but for fashion's sake, I just can't see where I'm in this fucking hoodie and I'm looking, you know. If it wasn't for the COVID, you know, before, you know, wearing a hoodie, you didn't have to have a mask on. Was wearing it was just like you had a mask on. It was just like it. And we knew the cops would shoot us if we was, you know, at a Black Panther rally and they got the opportunity. They just blast us in a New York minute. We weren't scared of the police. But we didn't overtly challenge them motherfuckers either. You want to know why? I mean, look at the papers this month and see how many times the fucking police can get away with shooting and killing a young motherfucker got his arms up in full surrender mode, and he still gets shot. It's just a shame, man. I, for one, am tired of us talking shit to the police after one of our children has been murdered. I think we should go to the source. The kids, and we need to try to get them to see. It is a losing battle to think you can do whatever you, whatever it is you want to do. Or you can wear whatever you want to wear. You can, but when you do, there's a certain amount of responsibility you got to undertake. We did, and I know you will. Because our leather coats, we wore them. We wore the buttons. We wore the tans. But when we had that shit on, we didn't do nothing that promoted police one would like pick us out and shoot us. You know, if we did, we was in some open space where everything is in the open, nothing can be hid, so we'd be protected. It just seems you motherfuckers, I don't know, man. I don't want to say it, but it seems like you guys invite the shit. And I ain't really passing no judgment, but as a spectator to all the killings that we've witnessed, I hope soon you'll understand that the deck is stacked against you. They're talking about your rights will only get you killed. And then how many rights do you have? I'm talking about all the people that got killed with their rights getting violated. I mean, we noticed that if that's the case, but what did it do for the rest of us? It didn't change shit. So you got to keep in mind, it's only a hoodie that, you know, a motherfucker's wearing. But this is your life. Is it only a hoodie? Shit. And all the killings that I've heard of, you know, that the police committed on innocent black kids, not one time have they been found guilty of murder. It goes both ways. Well, I take back that George Floyd, I think they were convicted. I'm sorry, I misspoke. But what I'm saying, some of our youth should understand that fashion is partly to blame for the mistaken identity and such. Two, the police are fucked up because they shoot first and ask questions later. I'll admit that many young people will fire on a cop and think nothing of it, but I stop short of believing the police should, you know, not be convicted of murder in the first because it is premeditated that they will shoot to kill any black kid they deem suspicious. In any manner. I'm telling you, you can be suspicious because you walking funny because you got a shit. I'm just saying, I implore all you young motherfuckers that's listening to me. I'm feeling all nostalgic right now. Not nostalgic, but I don't know. Because they they just do this shit and they keep doing it and they making it to where they're going to be able to do it more. Because I'm telling you, every law they're passing for voters' rights, blah, 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 or against voters' rights, is a step back to the 60s. And as many states, when they get enough, more than half, you watch, this is going to be fucked up. So, I mean, all you motherfucking young, gifted, black teens, early 20 motherfuckers, you know, young adults, you need to think twice before you put that, you know, hood on your fucking head. Or when you put it on your fucking head, make sure you take it off. when you're going into business or blah, blah, blah. Because what I'm saying is whatever you do, don't reach for nothing when you're accosted by the police. Hands up and no words, please. This is your fucking life. Hands up, no words. Handle it after you go to jail. What I'm saying is only God knows what, you know, you can offer us to live. The reason any man, my partner, Tay, and, you know, and I, the reason, you know, I mean, the nigga was cool was we just understood by us accepting each other as friends, we would never allow the other to do better. Sounds crazy, but that would work for us. We have a rivalry, unmatched by any two motherfuckers in Hollywood. Because, you know, we also knew competition can only make you better. If he slipped, I dropped hella lugs on him. And if I slipped, he dropped hella lugs on me. And I think that could only have made us better. We competed so much that even, you know, we checked each other when we did shit differently. I mean, I dropped lugs and he dropped bombs. Once they move it, had equal effects. You know what? Because we never, I'm talking about, whenever either one of us dropped whatever bomb or lug, the other one would respond accordingly. Finish. So how competitive are you? Some motherfucker that can always match your move with some greater pimp shit. If you're a pimp. Those of you who hide out of screens and threw a straw need not respond. So, you know, if there was 1,000 of you motherfuckers out there, I just shut up 970 of you. Probably 985. The game that we live is competitive. Damn, I have 90 seconds. How come you motherfuckers ain't? Man, you know, I just don't know what's up with you guys. Why you motherfuckers are not fucking with me, I don't know. But if there's 1,000 of you, you know, I just eliminated 97% of you. But, you know, we're very competitive. We're going to be that way. I mean, and if you claim any of what it, but I'm talking about, and you really feel that you do not need to compete, I just think you're sadly mistaken. I know exactly how you feel as far as that goes. I wouldn't want to run the 100-meter race with people who ran 9.5. Yeah, you know, I never broke 10 flat. I'm sure that's how you feel when you access your skills or your skill level in the pinnacle. Or in just being alpha. And you got real alpha motherfuckers to judge yourself by. If you compete, if you're willing to compete, because most of you motherfuckers not. But if you are, it's not going to be necessary for anyone to judge you. Your moves will tell you and everyone else, everyone who sees you, what they need to know. Game will surely be able to recognize game. Because competition is the rule of the day, then and now. I'm just saying, you guys, we need to understand what getting it together is. We need to understand what having it together is. And we need to be able to handle both of them. Look, this herb is 10:30, and I'm finna go to sleep because I've been up all night. But let me tell you guys something, and understand this. This is all I got. Whatever, pretty blah blah blah. That's not my thing. My thing is that motherfucker's into me, playing and showing her how to be my bitch. And I'm doing that shit every day. But as long as she like handling it, I ain't tripping. I'll check with y'all, man.